Chaumahia Palace Part 1, Hyderabad, India. History is a gallery of pictures in which there are few originals and many copies. Alexis de Tocqueville. Throughout the Hyderabad series, the numeral 4 is following me around. From the Charbagh-influenced mausoleum of Malakabayi to Charminar and now to Chaumahalat, four palaces in Dakhi Urdu, the royal residence of Asaf Jahi since the early 19th century. Recipient of the UNESCO Asia-Pacific Merit Award for Cultural Heritage Conservation in 2010. The credit for which goes to Princess Isra, who went through great hardships to polish this gem and present to the world. Salabatu began its construction in 1751 when he ascended the throne. A busy soldier, fighting Marathas and Mughals, he never got to stay much in it. The succeeding rulers divided their time between Mazhar Mahal and Chaumahalat, until the third Nizam Sikandar Jah made it his more permanent residence. But it wasn't until the reign of the fifth Nizam, 1857-1869. Afzaluddaulah, A.A. Safjah V, Mirtaniyat Ali Khan Siddiqui Bey Afandi when the Chaumahia Palace got into sheets of history as a landmark. A strategic renovation. Afzaluddaulah ruled during a politically secure and financially prosperous period of the Nizams. He could assert himself as a sovereign ruler of a princely state, not under the coercion of the British. To stamp his new political identity on the urban fabric of Hyderabad, he restored many of the monuments of the old city, including the Chaumahia Palace. With a newly built Afzal Gate, the palace became accessible to the British residency at Khadargat from the Durbar side entrance, instead of the rear. This was a move to connect the two power centers of the city across the River Musi. The palace complex. Spread over 45 acres when lived in, the palace has shrunk to a mere 12 acres with two courtyards. The name, Chaumahalat, reflects the design of the palace complex with strong Persian architectural influences. Four, Chahar or Chel, pavilions surround a rectangular tank in each courtyard. As the date of construction goes, the southern courtyard of the palace complex precedes the northern. Beyond these two courtyards were havelis, mansions, for the royal ladies, Manjli Begum Ki Haveli, Bakshi Begum Ki Haveli, and Chandini Begum Ki Haveli. These lie outside the complex and are encroached, dilapidated or destroyed. The Rang Mahal, Palace of Colors, Tashakana, Treasury, Modi Bungalow, Pearl Bungalow, and Roshan Bungalow, Lit Up Bungalow, or some other buildings in the complex? The Northern Courtyard. Chaumahia Palace is a hidden treasure. From the outside, one can never fathom beauty within. A large gateway flanked with two huge windows marks the entry to the palace complex. Ahead, a rectangular pool surrounded by manicured gardens greets the visitors. Bada Amim, a building with a long corridor and rooms on one side, is to the east of the pool. It held the administrative offices, but now houses a photo studio and the museum store. The building opposite is Shishalat, meaning a mirror image. It holds the office of the museum director. Kilvat Mubarak and Clock Tower. The western side of the courtyard has the Kilvat Clock. It has been operational for over 250 years and served as one of the four entrances to the palace. Next to the clock tower gate is the council hall. The Nizam would receive officials and minor dignitaries here. The Grand Durbar Hall of the Nizam is a striking edifice in the Indo-Saracenic style. Interspersed with Mughal-style pointed arches and grand pillars are Persian domes, chatris on the roof, and Jaroka-style windows. Intricate stucco work adorns the outer walls. The Kilvat with its Takhtina Shan or the royal seat is a resplendent building befitting the stature of the Nizam. But, more on the dazzling interiors, in a photo story, next week.